Blog Talk Radio.
Root Cause Radio, sharing the secrets of optimal health.
The collard green recipe is fantastic, and it calls for uncured turkey bacon. And I have never cooked collards for quite that long. I didn't know that it's good to cook greens for a long time because it breaks the molecular bonds, and the food, the oxalates become more digestible, and the recipe has you to cook the greens for about an hour and a quarter, and my family loves the greens.
Once the diseases are cured at the cellular level, we are able to prevent new diseases from occurring.
This message is for those people out there that they need hope and they need a resolution for their sickness. Symptometry is the solution.
Yes, this is a total health system. I have trained under other people, and they only gave me partial answers.
My family tends to suffer with plaque buildup on our teeth, and we have to go in regularly to fight off gingivitis. And it doesn't matter how much you floss, it seems it just doesn't help. But just by using the yogurt blend, when I just went into my doctor's visit, my dental visit last week, she was amazed by the results. I mean, it was great. The plaque buildup was just minimized significantly.
Once we have prevented new diseases from occurring, then mankind will have a chance to live in a disease-free body. This is what we all want. We all want to live in a disease-free body, so that we will be happy all the time.
Go deep at the root cause of your sickness, of your disease. And Dr. Naughty is an awesome man.
My name is Michelle Mitchell, and I just love being here for Symptometry. I got to actually meet Dr. Naughty, and just learning all the information that we learned today was really fulfilling, and I am definitely going to work towards becoming a student.
I would encourage anyone who would like to learn how to learn about solutions and not just live in a situation, to come and call Symptometry. Come to a symposium, and guess what? You can be like I am, more enlightened, because the more I learn how to do that will support me, the better off I will become.
This was a very awakening moment. We're just enjoying ourselves and feel very enlightened by all the information that we received, and I'm looking forward to purchasing a few of the books so I can continue on the Symptometry path.
What we have to do now is to establish the gateway to happiness by removing all diseases from the human body. It is as simple as that.
He talked to me for 2 hours, and his compassion, his care, the care that he have for people, I never saw to anybody, the love for people, and I was so impressed.
Hi, my name is Lori. This is my first symposium. I enjoyed it immensely. I'm also a student at the American School of Symptometry. I would encourage everybody to participate in either the 6-month program or to study to become a symptometrist, because curing is proving. We're learning how. We want to spread the word. We need your help.
Symptometry has really helped me with dental problems. Before, I would wake up and my teeth were starting to cross in front. And the more citrus I was eating, the worse it would get. So it's been able to stop that. I stopped having dental pain and the actual teeth itself. And bad breath went away. No bad breath.
And the best way to go about it is to go to the American School of Symptometry, where we teach cosmic or atomic science, where we teach cell nourishment, so that every cell and every tissue in the human body is well nourished.
But I'm so excited because we find help. We find help in Symptometry, and we are grateful that that we find this help, and I hope you'll call Symptometry, and you're gonna find out that for anything that you have, there is a solution, and Dr. Naughty knows how to help you.
Well, good evening, great evening. Welcome to Root Cause Radio. My name is Bella Marie. I am lucky enough to be your hostess for this evening, so it's my honor to welcome you to this platform where we are sharing the secrets of optimal health. Root Cause Radio is delighted to be the premier resource for family caregivers, and we're actually able to come to you every Wednesday courtesy of our sponsor, the American School of Symptometry. Now, if this is your first time joining us, you will certainly want to save the website, rootcauseradio.com, in your favorites. Not only is that where you will find the replay of today's show, but that's also where you can go through the archives, find out about upcoming events, right, when we do live events, as well as take advantage of the online courses, right, some of them free, some of them advanced, that the American School of Symptometry makes available to the public. Symptometry, originator of root cause therapeutics, is the only applied therapeutic science that addresses the cause of disease at the cellular, genetic, and DNA levels. The American School of Symptometry is the only authorized teaching and training arm of symptometry root cause therapeutics. So we're very glad to have this outlet to the public to be able to share and empower and support our community, right? Because we care about our own health, or if we are lucky enough to be in good health, there is someone relying on our knowledge, our access to information to protect their health as well. So thank you for joining us tonight. We have a powerful topic that we're covering as it relates to men's health. Okay, tonight's podcast helps our men protect their prostate. And again, symptometry, being the originator of root cause therapeutics, only offers natural and scientifically supported solutions. So today we're helping those men who may be concerned about higher PSA numbers, who have an enlarged prostate already, or are simply looking to reduce their prostate cancer risk. If you are not a man yourself listening to tonight's show, this will certainly help someone you care about. And we have a very special guest to help us dive deep into this topic as well. Root Cause Radio gladly welcomes back therapeutic scientist, professor, author, and the founder of Symptometry, Dr. Maxwell Narte of Westchester, Illinois. Dr. Narte has been trained in over 16 different scientific disciplines. He actually used those disciplines in the research and founding of Symptometry. Because of his own health story, Dr. Narte is a passionate champion of effective disease prevention, and through symptometry has cured countless of chronic and even genetic and autoimmune health challenges over the last 20 years. Without further ado, Dr. Maxwell Narte, welcome to Root Cause Radio. We're glad to have you, sir.
Thank you very much for having me again and for inviting me, and I'm glad to be here.
Oh, yes, sir, yes, sir. Now, we just have a short time together this evening, so I want to thank you in advance for answering the most frequently asked questions. To our listeners, if you hear something that speaks to you or reminds you of someone you care about and you want your own health consultation, or you want specific answers to a personal concern, we invite you to dial and just reach Symptometry headquarters directly. That number is 708-691-4977. Again, 708-691-4977. The good people at Extension 2 will be able to set you up with your private health consultation, and as you listen to tonight's show, feel free to take notes or even share the podcast, share the replay, and invite someone else to get access to the information as well. So without further ado, Dr. Narte, what do you say we go ahead and tackle prostate health and help our listeners reduce their risk of prostate cancer? Okay. Yes. And so, Doctor.
Yes.
Oh, yes, sir. And I will really give you the floor. We have a few pointed questions that our listeners had, but for in case anyone does not know, right, the prostate gland is the male reproductive organ, and its main purpose is to secrete prostate fluid, which is one of the components of semen, right? And so the muscles of the prostate gland also help move the semen through the urethra during ejaculation. So most men would consider their prostate gland a pretty important organ. So contrary to popular belief, however, an enlarged prostate gland is not only age-related. Could you please enlighten our listeners, Dr. Narte, on why the prostate gland would even become enlarged in the first place?
Well, thank you very much. The prostate gland becomes enlarged because stones and pebbles are accumulated in it. So the question is, where do these stones come from? We see stones outside, we see gravel outside, but how did they get into our body? The answer is very simple. They are stone-producing foods. They are stone-producing foods. And then they are stone-producing supplements. And if you don't know this, you better learn this today. People who would like to take calcium supplements, those who would like to self-medicate, all right, they said, I have a bone disease, I have osteomalacia, I have osteoporosis. Then they start self-medicating, and then they start taking Tums and all that. Well, you will increase your chances of producing calcium stones or magnesium stones. Now, if you eat chocolate, if you eat chocolate or you drink chocolate milk, the phosphorus in chocolate will combine with the calcium residues that you have in your body to produce calcium phosphate pebbles. And then when they become bigger, they become calcium phosphate stones or magnesium phosphate stones. This is how we produce stones. If you drink coffee or you drink tea, people say, oh, well, tea is better than coffee. Well, not quite right. They are all not good because they produce stones. They produce tiny pebbles. They produce gravel. They produce sandy particles. You know, sometimes you have people who complain that as if there is sand in their eye. You know, the eye burns, the eye is burning. Well, you have sandy particles in your eyes. So, you see, what you consume is what will predispose you to certain diseases. So as these stones, as these pebbles, as this gravel keep accumulating in the prostate becomes enlarged. This is why you must know that in this world, they are stone-producing foods. So God created food for us to eat, but the same God who created us gave us intelligence so that we use our intelligence to differentiate the non-stone-producing foods from the stone-producing foods. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Narte. And I know, you know, with the courses at the American School of Symptometry, you know, students and people interested are able to go more in depth into the science behind foods. But you've also written a book, The Downside of Nutrition, that highlights not just only the foods for prostate cancer, but even the foods we typically think of as healthy. You go through and highlight what nutrients in them, if you will, our body can't break down all the way, and therefore those nutrients actually lay the groundwork for disease and these different health conditions. So I want to thank you for making that available to the public. I got my copy on Amazon, and this is my third time reading it. So since you touched on food, though, let's go a little deeper, Dr. Narte, because you mentioned tea not being a better alternative to coffee, especially for someone looking to protect their prostate health. Nutritionists will typically recommend green tea, Brazil nuts, Asian mushrooms, pumpkin seeds, things like that, to the general public, and so that they can protect their prostate health. With the science that symptometry has taken advantage of, could you help our listeners understand which food symptometry, just give us a sneak peek, right, of which food symptometry would either recommend to protect prostate health, or perhaps any major foods that we should actually be avoiding to protect prostate health? Dr. Narte?
Thank you very much. The reason for recommending green tea is because of the amount of zinc it has. The reason for recommending mushrooms is the amount of zinc it has. The reason for recommending pumpkin seed is the amount of zinc it has. The reason for recommending flaxseed, crushed flaxseed, is because of the amount of zinc it has. Okay. But these are nutritionists. They did not go into the food science laboratory to use chromatographic, paper chromatography or gas chromatography in order to deconstruct the green tea, the oolong tea, the peppermint tea, and all these teas. They did not do it. That is my job. I go there, and I deconstruct it, and I see the chemicals that are in these teas. The reason for recommending green tea is because the amount of the poison called theophylline is less than in the other teas. That's why they recommend green tea. But poison is poison. I don't care whether it's just a speck of poison or it's a gallon full of poison. Poison is poison. So I don't recommend it. I don't recommend it. Even people who have cancer, oh, well, they say green tea is good for your cancer. I don't recommend it because scientifically it will dehydrate. It will dehydrate certain nutrients and certain glands in order to predispose you to pebbles, gravel, and stones. This is why I don't recommend it. And the science bears it out. Mushrooms, I don't recommend mushrooms. Mushroom is good for what? Oh, well, many cholesterol, anti-cholesterol drugs were made from mushrooms. Well, this is true. But what you are not, what you're oblivious to is the fact that there is too much succinic acid in mushrooms, and this is not good for us. In modern nature, there are pluses and minuses. Nothing comes with only pluses. It also comes with minuses. So it's good for you to balance the merits against the demerits and then make a wise choice. This as far as foods are concerned. We at American School of Symptometry, we in Symptometry, we recommend turnip green, we recommend collard greens or mustard greens in preference to kale. We don't recommend kale. We don't recommend kale because of its propensity to cause blood clots. There is too much vitamin K in kale. There's too much vitamin K, and this will predispose a person to blood clots, especially in the capillaries, the smallest blood vessels that the prostate uses for its nourishment. If you have tiny blood clots in these capillaries, your prostate gland will not be nourished. This is the problem. We don't have many health disruptors in turnip greens, mustard greens, and collard greens. As far as spinach is concerned, we don't recommend spinach because spinach is the worst vegetable that produces stones. And I was directing one of the teaching assistants at the American School of Symptometry to the textbook, Whole's Human Anatomy and Physiology, 7th edition. I referred him to the page, and everything, all the stones are there. Magnesium phosphate stones, calcium phosphate stones, oxalic stones, they are all there. Why aren't physicians bringing this to people's attention? Well, it is not their job. A physician performs two functions: diagnosing a disease and writing a prescription for a pharmaceutical drug. That's it. Don't go and bother a physician with a question on what causes this or what causes that. That is not his job, or that's not her job. If you want to know why you have stones, gallstones, bladder stones, kidney stones, and all that, you pick up your phone and you call symptometry. That is what we are authorized to do. This is what we are licensed to do. If you want a plumber, you want to ask questions to a plumber, you look for a plumber and you ask them that question. You don't ask a plumbing question to a carpenter. A carpenter does not answer plumbing questions. So if you want the right expert, the right professional to answer your questions, you pick up your phone and you call the American School of Symptometry, or you call symptometry. This as far as foods are concerned. Chocolate. I told you about chocolate. Oh, it's a good snack. I'm addicted to chocolate. And they say chocolate is good because it fights depression. Well, you fight your depression. But at the same time, you have stones in your gallbladder. You have stones in your thyroid gland. You have thyroid nodules. You have stones where? In your bladder. How did I get these stones? Did you forget that you like eating chocolate? Did you forget that you like eating chocolate? This is the price you pay for eating chocolate. Thank you very much.
Holy cow, Dr. Narte. I know you broke a few hearts with the news about chocolate, but listen, I say it is better to know and make an informed decision than to blindly move forward. So thank you for that, and we will keep the alternatives available for people. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you will definitely want the replay, so make sure you save rootcauseradio.com in your favorites. Dr. Narte, I feel like this next question is going to have you unload even more information, more eye-opening information on us, but I'll go ahead and ask it, okay? Prostate, high PSA numbers, that's the prostate-specific antigen, right? The higher that number, the more likely a person is to have cancer or be at risk for prostate cancer, right? But there are other conditions such as an enlarged prostate and even an inflamed or infected prostate that will also raise the PSA number. Could you go a little bit more in detail specifically into how the crystals you mentioned previously will raise a man's PSA?
Thank you very much. These stones are very unstable. They are more or less like radioactive isotopes. They are very, very unstable. And it's because they are very unstable that they tend to overstimulate the prostate. So when the prostate is overstimulated, it produces PSA. Okay? The average PSA, the normal PSA level, should be about 1.5 or under 1. But if the prostate is overstimulated, it may rise to 3, 4, 5. You know, there are some people whose PSA is 200 others whose PSA is 455. You know, that's too much. Something is overstimulating the prostate. What is it? You have to find out. Don't just be a sacrificial lamb and then allow radiation to be done on you, or chemo to be given to you, or prostate surgery. Oh, this is the funniest part. They remove the prostate gland surgically. Then 3 years later, you have a high PSA again. But you were told that it was PSA means prostate specific antigen. So they removed it. They removed it surgically. Why do you still have PSA? They will not tell you. Well, I will tell you. The prostate gland works in tandem with all the other glands. So if the prostate is overstimulated, the other glands too will become overstimulated. So even though you have removed the prostate surgically, the other glands, the liver, the pancreas, the adrenal, and all that, they will still be overproducing PSA. This is why prostate surgery does not make sense. It does not make sense at all. If you are going to have prostate surgery, then have liver surgery, have a thyroid surgery, remove all the glands from the body. Then you will not have PSA anymore. But if you remove only the prostate gland and you leave all the rest, you are going to have PSA, a high amount of PSA. And if your red bone marrow is massively congested, you also have a large amount of PSA in your body. So it does not make sense. I will advise people to stop eating onions. Onions are dangerous. It's good to cook with onion. Always cook with onion because it has allyl sulfide, which serves as a magnet. This magnet pulls out amino acids, minerals, vitamins, and everything from the food you have cooked. That's why it is always advisable to cook with onions. But the same onion, which has a plus, also has a minus. It has a poison called thiosulfate. This poison, what does it do? This poison removes nutrients from the prostate gland. So as long as you continue to eat onions, cooked onions, you will not heal. So my best advice is, if you cook with onions and food is served and you see onions still in the stew or in the soup, take your spoon and scoop out all the onions, the cooked onions, scoop them out and then throw them away or cast them aside. They should not get into your body because the heat, that overstimulated thiosulfate, will overstimulate your prostate gland. This is my best advice. Cook with onion, but it should not get into your body. Never. Throw it away. You don't need it. It has served its purpose. It has served its purpose by bringing out nutrients from the various foods, from the cucumber, from the celery, from the turnip green, from tomatoes and all that. It has brought everything out. Now you don't need it again. Say thank you very much and throw it away. Thank you very much.
Okay, Dr. Narzeh, we have our chat going wild here with additional questions coming in. The first one, they're kind of all on the same theme, though. So the first one, I'll go with what you just mentioned about onions. Okay, don't eat onions raw, right? When you cook with onions, after you're done cooking with the onions, scoop out the onion. What if a person were to blend the onion, like puree the onion? Because some people make their own spice mixes and things like that. What if you were to blend the onion with your fresh pepper or whatever you're putting in before you cooked it in the food? Would it still be necessary to take a strainer and scoop out the tiny bits of onion after you've pureed it and the food is cooked? Or is that, or is it okay to eat the onion since it's pureed and you're not actually crunching into the onion?
All right. My best advice to a person who has an enlarged prostate or who has a high PSA, to tell the cook not to puree the onion. Not to puree the onion. So now you are your best policeman. And your wife too should listen to this show so that she does not make the mistake of pureeing the onions. Because the tiles of it will still be there. It's not going anywhere. Thank you.
Okay. So someone with high PSA, do not blend the onions. Just cook them whole or cut them so you can see it in the food. And when you're done cooking, scoop them out. Dr. Narte, I promise you that information has never been revealed anywhere else before. So I want to thank you on behalf of our listeners for sharing it here. Sharing it here today. The next question that came up in our chat was along the theme of really they're asking how sensometry can help, because you mentioned people will have their prostate gland taken out, men will have their prostate gland taken out, but still end up with higher PSA numbers. And surgery and radiation are the most common solution offered to people with an enlarged prostate gland or with those high PSA numbers. Please share with our listeners exactly how scintometry could help men in this position overcome
their high PSA
numbers. Thank you, sir.
We did not have the particulates. We did not have the molecules until 2 weeks ago. So longevity is very good, because as long as we are alive and we are searching for answers, we will get them. Finally, there is a company that is producing. You know, symptometry is not licensed to produce particulates. So we may have the answers. But if the particulates are not available, we will not get them. If the molecules too are not available, we will not get them. We have the license to combine molecules, you know, but we cannot produce them. We cannot. So I am glad that for the past 2 weeks, we have had these particulates and these molecules. So now we have what we can use to ionize the potassium and the calcium phosphate stones, the magnesium phosphate stones, the calcium oxalates from spinach and all that. And there is also one for gallstones. We now have the particulates to ionize all this. Okay? So as far as the molecule is concerned, we now have collagen. We have collagen 99, collagen 99A, collagen 99B and all that. We now have them. And this was just 2 weeks ago. Okay? So this is what symptomatic can do. But if you continue to go for radiation, you continue to go for surgery, you will not get results. Okay? But why should they continue to do it? Because you give them the chance, the opportunity to keep doing it. It took us over 600 years to stop bloodletting in the hospitals. Over 600 years. So now you have the knowledge, you have the information about the root cause of high PSA that is not diagnosed as prostate cancer. You now have the information. You now have a better avenue thanks to symptometry. Make good use of it and stop being sacrificial lambs on the table of allopathic medicine. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Well, this is revolutionary then, Dr. Narte, because I remember meeting a gentleman at one of the symposiums symptometry had a few years ago, and his testimony was actually that symptometry had helped him get his PSA numbers under control, and he didn't have cancer, he just had an enlarged prostate, but that had shrunk you know, had gone back to normal size, and he had forestalled using the radiation for 6 months so that he could try symptometry first, and his testimony was that he didn't need radiation after that. So what you're saying is what symptometry now has access to as of 2 years ago is even better than what people
correct.
Were able to take
that
advantage
correct.
Of. In their situation,
there were gallstones. There were gallstones that went into their prostate. That's why we were able to reduce their PSA. It was gallstones. You see. So, if you do not know, you know, we have no way of there is no way of knowing the kind of stones that are in a person's prostate. Whether it's calcium oxalate, whether it's this or that, we don't know. We don't know. So we use A, B, C, D, so that one of them should be able to ionize what is there. You see, but in those people, in those men, 2 years ago, we were using the particulate for ionizing gallstones, and they worked. So those people, they were lucky. That's all. But now we have a wide range of particulates to ionize the different stones. Thank you very much.
Okay, well, thank you very much. And Dr. Narte, this is we're wrapping up the show now, so I want to thank you for, you know, sharing the information that you've shared today. You know, the American Cancer Society reports that there are over 2.9 million men alive today in the U.S. who had prostate cancer at one time, got it treated with whatever method they had available, and are still alive today. So something tells me that the information you've shared tonight will even help the survivors of prostate cancer as well, whether they just take care of the dietary information or they get, you know, a proactive or aggressive package from you and your team at Symptometry Headquarters. As we close tonight's show, Dr. Narte, I would just like to ask a final question, because I know this is one that also came through the chat. Are there any health patterns or other diseases that one would notice before an enlarged prostate diagnosis or in addition to an enlarged prostate diagnosis? I know you mentioned the stones before, gallstones, even kidney stones. Is there anything else that a person should look out for in terms of their symptoms or even lifestyle habits that they should change? Dr. Narte?
Yes. One thing is prostatitis. Prostatitis is very, very common. When you have mild pain, occasional mild pain in your pubic area, well, this is prostatitis. Sometimes too, men are diagnosed with UTI, urinary tract infection, and sometimes there is burning during urination and all that. That is not good. Okay, then this is because these stones are now becoming the growth factors of different strains of bacterium. So that is a problem. Another one too is dribbling urine. You go to the bathroom, you urinate. And then when you think that you are done, all right, you zip up your pant, and then you realize that there is a spot in your pant again. Well, it's because you did not empty your bladder completely. This means that your prostate is getting enlarged. When you go to bed at night, you wake up 3 times, 4 times, 5 times before daybreak. Well, this is an indication that your prostate is enlarged. If you are constipated very often, some days you are fine, some other days you are constipated, it's because your prostate is enlarged. And you know the prostate gland is close to the rectum, and if it's enlarged, it will reduce the passage of the rectum. So the rectum will become narrower and narrower and narrower and narrower. And this is going to cause a lot of straining when you are passing stool. People call it constipation. Well, If you have, if your bowel movement is irregular because there's a blockage there, or you are not able to urinate at all, you stand and for about 2 minutes, nothing is coming. You are straining and straining and straining, nothing is coming. Oh man, your bladder is full of stones. Your prostate gland is also full of stones. You have to call symptometry. Now, if you are not able to urinate at all, then you need a catheter. Come to symptometry. We have a particulate for that now. At first, we did not have it. Now we have it, so that we prevent men from having catheters in them. So these are some of the diseases for which we in symptometry are not prepared to help men to lead a healthier life. Don't eat nuts. Don't eat nuts. Don't drink nut milk. Don't drink nut milk. And don't eat nuts. Don't eat scavengers and shrimp. What else? Crab. What else? All these scavengers. No. Here's my question. Do you eat a vulture? Do you eat a crow? Do you eat a raven? If you don't, why do you eat scavengers from the river or from the sea? They are scavengers. Don't eat scavengers. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you very much. We're going to end tonight's podcast on that high and powerful note. Thank you again. Ladies and gentlemen, this broadcast will be available at rootcauseradio.com. You're going to want to listen to it again or share it with a friend. Tonight we covered what causes an enlarged prostate and specifically why it's not just age-related. Dr. Narte answered the question about which food should be included or avoided when you're trying to protect your prostate health. Very powerful tip, very knowledgeable information about both the greens and the onions and the role of zinc as well. You're going to want to listen to the replay for that. We also covered the health patterns one would notice in addition to large prostate or things that could give them a warning sign even before they get a diagnosis, as well as options and therapeutic paths to recovery besides surgery and radiation. Powerful podcast tonight. Root Cause Radio is live every Wednesday, 6 p.m. Eastern. I'm sorry, 6 p.m. Central, which is actually 7 p.m. Eastern, and the replay is available shortly after the show at rootcauseradio.com. We will be back again next week with another powerful topic. Dr. Narte, I cannot thank you enough for being our guest on tonight's show, and I'd also like to encourage our listeners to still visit rootcauseradio.com and take advantage of the links where you can access the online e-courses to protect your health, protect your family's health. Enrollments for the next class at the American School of Symptometry is now open, so thank you for making that available, Dr. Narte, and your team that supports you, as well as to our listeners, thank you for joining us as well.
Thank you for inviting me.
My pleasure. That's it for tonight's broadcast, ladies and gentlemen. We'll see you next week on Root Cause Radio, the premier resource for family caregivers. Have a good night, everybody.
Root Cause Radio, sharing the secrets of optimal health.